previously on the NWO podcast.
To kind of put on my Chris hat for a second, I've always seen Tom Brady as like a robotic figure in football. What if during that 45-day period where he was retired, he realized that I'm going to be a fucking monster in this home if I don't have football?
There's three niggas in the world to me that I think are Homelander. It's him, Will Smith, and LeBron. Yeah. Him, Will Smith, and LeBron James.
Oh, no, I thought Plus said something about lizards.
That's not good.
You said Lizzo's people?
You have a lizard people?
What is that?
Conspiracy?
You never heard of lizard people?
I mean, like...
What
the fuck is that? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out right now what's lizard people.
Basically, politicians and people in power are all like underground lizards in human form that eat babies.
What is with you and always saying that people eat babies?
All right.
And where do you get this shit?
All right.
No, that's
what is, no, no, no.
What is
no.
is I the app that you used to get this shit?
Nah.
It's not an app that you used to get
no,
this
it's
shit?
Not.
So where do you get this bullshit? Right.
Try to come clean. Pause.
Hella pause. Oh, what?
Hella, yeah. That's egregious. Wow. That is egregious.
But every time I come, it's clean. I'm vegan, baby.
Oh, come on.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
All right. You might as well.
Get us back on track, bro.
You know what? I really admire somebody who's not faking the funk, because niggas love to say I put my kids first and all that blah blah bullshit. But Ben, do you look at a nigga, I guess, mal, if he's clearly putting career over his kids?
Oh, I see women do it all the time.
Talk shit.
Come on now.
Talk your shit.
I'm sorry. I see them do it all the time, especially in the year 2022.
Come on now.
So
chill shit off.
No, Nikki's a hater. She's been a hater for many years.
She hated on Cardi B.
What pisses me off about this shit is that everyone is so shocked and appalled that Nikki's being a weirdo. She's been a weirdo for years. Y'all just was in love with her music so much. Y'all just gave her passion. Now her music sucks, and now you guys think she's
man,
weird.
I told y'all niggas when Meek Mill broke up with that motherfucker, she was out of here.
She had to get away from that. That nigga,
all right.
He's in the same boat.
If she stayed with him, she would be fucking relevant.
Please.
I know that.
All right.
She ain't relevant right now.
Meek Mill is a better rapping Safari, bro. That's what he is.
So you think the difference is she's not standing in the
building? Standing your shit.
Standing in the building.
Kanye's an asshole. Yes, I'm an asshole. Fizzy's an asshole. Yes, I'm an asshole. Asshole standing that shit. When I'm an asshole, I stand in it. I'm an asshole. Yeah. Ricky was fat shaming. Yes, I was. You got damn right I was. Like, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get the fuck out of here.
While we're talking about us having the honor of witnessing a fall off, we have to talk about Jonathan.
Yeah. Soul for that boy.
Your GOAT, Chris.
He loves rooting.
What are you talking about? The nigga's selling out shows right now.
Dab Abby?
Huh?
Dab Abby?
What?
The Babby?
The Babby.
The Babby. Fuck you guys, first of all.
That's why I told
it's Dab
Abby.
The Baby.
Dab Abby.
The Baby. Say the
shit
right.
Dababy.
The Babby.
Doing what?
Fucking Megan Thee Stallion?
Everybody has, apparently. Every week is a new person coming out saying they had sex with her.
Who that's okay. It? I don't mind.
I mean, that's my business. I don't give a shit. That's her pussy. She can do what she want with it. But I mean,
she is.
What you
still don't want
to because
dance
he's goofy
music.
And he's not talented and no one cares for his fucking music.
Let me
that's
tell you
my
what
point.
I see.
He sucks.
When's the last time you heard his music at a party?
Like, I think Takeoff is the best rapper.
I think
Takeoff is the best rapper.
I think Quavo is the most marketable artist they got.
He's marketable for sure.
Out of the Migos,
But I'm Offset. I can rap. I can do a hook. I could be a feature man. And I got the most powerful woman in hip hop on my right
Quavo,
hand.
That's Quavo his greatest album.
Feature.
That's good for him. Again, I can rap. I can do hooks. I can be a feature man. And I got the greatest rap artist, one female artist, as my wife. Next, I don't need you niggas.
Technically, he doesn't have to work at all.
You niggas have a good day. I haven't heard about Unk and Nephew and this and that. I don't know shit about it.
Bro.
I don't know a fucking thing about uncles or nephews. What I do know is that nigga's married to Cardi B. He's good. He don't need no uncle. He don't need no nephew. He don't need no auntie. He don't need no cousin. He don't need shit. He got a wife. Her name is Cardi B. Fuck them niggas.
I don't know shit about an uncle or
anything. He sounded like such an old man, bro. Yeah,
yeah. I said the only thing that's going to stand the test of time is the NWO podcast.
Nigga, we have it.
And look, here we
are. We lost the test and we lost time.
Here we are.
What the fuck? We lost both, nigga. We failed that fucking test. Nigga said test of time. F, nigga.
F is for forever. Okay. There's no.
Aww.
Yo.
What it do? What's good? What's happening? This is Benicy, aka Benny B, and as promised, part two of the almost 3.5 hour long episode that we recorded. Kick back, let's have a good time. Put this on while you're on your way to work. Put this on while you're cleaning the house. Put this on while you're with your homegirls, your homeboys. Put this on during game night. Put this on while you're with your significant other. Let's have a good time. Cheers to a good week. NWO Navy, stand up.
Oh no, we got school issues with it. Oh, because that would have been just. It's what the fuck I need. Oh, man. Guys, we're making great progress. Okay. I'm trying to figure out which one with Chris can talk about. You know what? Fuck that shit. We forgot where we was. Guys, while Chris is here, let me take this time to let you know where you can still get the best vegan food in all of the land. Okay? You can only get that at one place. Okay? That is 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. The vegetarian devil. Speak of the devil. You see, when you talk, I'm sorry.
Speak of the angel. Devil is not
political. Hey, that's very offensive. I'm not going to lie to you. That's very anti-Semitic. That's very anti-Semitic. Don't do that accent here, brother. That is very anti-Semitic. I don't like it. Okay? But if you want to get some good Semitic vegan food, okay, there's only one place to go. Okay? Vegetarian delight. I mean, you don't want to be anti-Semitic. You feel me? Look. Delight Juice Bar on Instagram. Vegan Trap Lord and Delight Juice Bar on the Twitter. Pull up brand new menus. I saw Chris doing a photo shoot for the food. It was looking delicious. Man, listen. Check the social media. Check the pics, check the video, so you can see exactly that's what you're about to get your money into. But it is fire.
I ain't gonna cap. I don't think I get enough credit in South Florida. I just want everybody who listens to this episode to understand I am the godfather of this shit. All right? At 33 years old, I started a lot of this vegan shit. A lot of these niggas used to eat at the restaurant, sit down and try to pick my brain and get ideas. And stealing ideas straight off my menu.
What kind of lettuce you use, my nigga?
I started this shit.
You use organic carrots?
I'm not the one to be fucked with, you heard? Y'all niggas gonna start showing me some respect within this vegan community in South Florida.
You merely adopted this vegan shit. I was born into it.
I really started this shit, bro. It's the fucking thanks I get.
So once again, man, if you want to go to where they started that shit at, there's only one place. I've been drinking that shit. There's only one place.
The original.
Delight Juice Bar.
Dada.
The Vegan Trap House. And literally, bro, up until close, niggas is at that door. If we slip in on an off day, niggas is at the door. The streets can't lie. It can't be them. It's you. Chris, let me start with you, bro. How do you feel about what's going on with Curtis Jackson and his son?
Man, that hurts, man. It hurts.
It hurts so bad, bro.
It hurts to see, like, from the perspective of his son, like, growing up, my dad wasn't there as often as I would have liked him to be. So I can understand, like, the desire to want that presence in your life, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's fucked up for real, how 50's dealing with it from the kid's perspective, right? But then also from 50's perspective, he's done, well, he attempted in the beginning to do so much that had the kid's mom just been humble enough to say, all right, you know what, this works, then you could have probably been so well off that There's no way for your dad to keep you out of these rooms you're trying to get in. You 50 Cent son, you think if you start rapping and going at this nigga crazy on bars and shit like that, and you paid and you, yo, it's gonna look away. So you like, I think humbly, a lot of humbleness is necessary on both sides, but I understand where his son is coming from, because I feel like I've been there before. Not in his position exactly, but I've had that feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, that desire to want your father there with you. And him just not being able to do it for whatever reason that may be.
Ben, what do you think about the situation with Fifth and his son?
I don't know all the fine details, but I know I don't like what I see. I don't like seeing just, you know, a broken dynamic between a son and a father being so publicized and advertised amongst the general public to see so much dysfunction being publicized like that. I don't really like seeing. I think it's a bad look for us in general. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he already receive like a substantial amount of money from 50?
So, because I was arguing with the niggas about this on Twitter. He was receiving $6,700 a month in support. And he was saying that wasn't enough. But what happened is apparently 50 Cent was previously giving his mother somewhere upwards of $75,000 a month. And she was saying that it wasn't enough. And 50 Cent took himself to court for child support, and it was reduced to 87. And then he said what he did is just took out the money, put it in an account, and just never thought about it again. And I think lots of men will find out if you go to child support, you know, it's never going to be as bad as you think it is. Mm-hmm. But yes, because it's like when he was saying 67 wasn't enough, I agree. Because if you live in New York, you're paying two off top. But when your father is one of the most hated niggas in the world, and he's talking shit all the time, you can't go to regular school, you can't live in a regular place. And in New York, it's expensive. It's more than seven bands.
Good point.
And if you got more than seven bands, then you should do more. But also, if your mother didn't see 75 yaks being enough, goes to get more and get 67, like, I can't say 50's the asshole. He clearly isn't. I mean, he's an act, because I would still love to see him handle this better. Like, it's your kid.
Right.
And
right.
It's like, you don't owe the woman any grace. She's an adult. Mm-hmm. Fucking up as an adult.
Right.
But, like, well into your early 20s, you guys know the kind of fuck-ups. Saying dumb shit. And listening to 50 talk about this shit, it just looked like the kid crossed the line that he can't uncross when he flicked up with the son of the niggas who shot 50.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wow. He did do that too, though. That's crazy work. 50
Cent speaks about that shit like it's a line that you can't uncross. And that's tragic because it's a big deal.
I can see why.
Of course. Like, lots of things you do, you can forgive, but that seems unforgivable. But also, on the flip side, like, it's a young man doing some shit he thinks will get his father's attention. And it did.
It's a young man who's, well, I feel like, has just been hurt for many, many years.
And he's trying to hurt back.
Yeah.
And now nothing that I can do can get through to you. Let me just do the only thing that I know that'll get your attention so you can feel some type of hurt that I felt. But at the same time, young man, you haven't been getting, quote unquote, the help you've been looking for. You got to go to work.
Facts.
You got to go to work. However, within going to work, here's an $85,000 a year check you're going to get just by being this nigga's son.
Yeah.
But you got to go to work. I'm sorry. I can't feel bad.
It's too late now. He's 25.
Bro, you're a grown man.
50's done.
He's
25.
You're a grown man.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't even know if you're in 50's will because he has the light-skinned son. You know how niggas feel about their light-skinned son. I said it. I don't care. I said it.
That's hilarious.
I said it. You know how niggas care. I feel about it.
Well, he has two light-skinned sons. So how do they feel? Yeah, but, how do you feel about your two light-skinned sons?
They're both the same complexion still.
And see, Chris never mentioned the dark skinned kids. That's my problem with them. He never talked about the other ones.
You are
talking about the light skinned kids.
You're playing a dangerous game, my man.
I'm sorry. I don't want to play no more. Okay, I'm done.
Definitely game.
I don't want to play no more. But that shit tragic. It sucked to see.
It's another nigga without a dad.
Yeah, man. As a dad with sons,
it's every day.
I would hate
South Central.
Hate for my life to lead to a point where I have that relationship with my kids, bro.
Dog, I think about that shit sometimes. Like, bro, because like right now, me and my father, like I've recently
y'all cool now.
I'm trying. I had a I told you I had a homeboy, good friend of mine. His old boy croaked on him right when they were trying.
Yeah.
And the nigga's haunted. And it's like, I don't want to be haunted because if my old man dies, it's going to be me once again.
Yeah.
You understand? It won't be him. It's going to be me once again dealing with this shit. Yeah. So I'm just trying to deal now before the Lord does what he's supposed to. So I'm just trying to deal. But it's like, as a nigga with a son that I love very much, who's very near and dear to me, to think about a day where like we can't talk or like... Because I know what happens with my pride when it gets bad. And son of, he's his father's kid.
Yeah. So it's bound to happen.
So it's, and I shudder because I'm always willing to go to this. I like to play chicken. I will throw away a good relationship for no reason. but also like your kids.
Yeah, it's different.
But also when your kids become men, how do you navigate? Because men, you have to kick in the ass. Your kids, you coddle. Where the fuck is that line?
For black kids?
Okay, there's a difference.
Hell yeah. For young black boys, there's a big difference.
Talk to me.
You got to kick them in the ass way early.
Why is that?
When they get out there, they already starting behind the race. They already starting behind mad people that's way out in front of them.
You at a disadvantage.
Yeah. So if you don't teach them a certain type of way, when they get out there, shit's going to be fucked up and they're not going to understand how to catch up with everybody and surpass everybody. Yeah. They're not going to have the tools necessary.
Because one of the ugliest realities, especially for black people, is that we have to be twice as good, twice as smart, twice as efficient, twice is prone to showing restraint, twice as polite. Like, it's, I can understand why you need to kick him in their butt. And you brought up a really, really good point, Plus, because you said he's his father's son. Like, I wonder if 50 ever gave it thought, like, you know what, if I was his age, I'd probably be acting this way too.
50 does shit side, like that.
So
50 was beefing with Ross and did a sex tape with Ross' baby mama.
50 has an audio book where he says that, like, his son has a personality of entitlement that comes from his mother. Mm. And he was like, I understand wanting things because when I was your age, I wanted shit. Difference is, I sold crack. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I did everything I could to afford these things for myself. But you feel so deserving. And this is the thing you have to understand. As a nigga who's a crazy hustler, who came from nothing, what do you think is the most disgusting thing you could possibly be?
Somebody a beggar. Just wants something for nothing.
Yeah.
Somebody fuck. What do you think the most disgusting thing? Like, if you're a fitness nigga, the most, having a fat child is failure.
Or if you're a vegan and you watch niggas eat chicken.
Come on. Yeah, man. Hey, if one of Chris's kids happened to own a steakhouse one day. Okay, what if he turned vegetarian delight into vegetarian steakhouse? Where there's steakhouse delight. Yeah, steakhouse delight, five restaurants. Yes, five restaurants. But steakhouse delight, my son?
Can you imagine the Thanksgivings? Jesus, bro.
Hide the silverware from Chris. That nigga not safe.
There'll be no thanks and no giving.
Well, there'll be some giving. Some hands. Yo.
But it won't be thanks.
But like, so it's like, he talks about his son like he's disappointing and disgusted. And it's like the son is just, nigga, like, and also circumstances make you, because I don't know how you expect that boy raised the way he is to be an instinctive hustler without you
I think I want to go back to that point you made earlier about, you know, your boy and his dad. I think at some point you got to figure that out because, you know, like you said, there's going to be a point where you and Eli can come to a stalemate. It's going to happen.
And
it's just
you no hope, way right? You hope that history, respect, and relationship kind of carries you through some of that shit. Like in my mind, I'm doing all of the foundational work, being honest, being consistent, doing my best to respect him, not as a boy, but a young man.
Yeah.
What he thinks is important, what he says is important, it's valid. I want to know what you think too. And hopefully, like, that allows us to have productive dialogue.
So you guys, I think it's also healthy because you guys are going to have spats, and that's going to be healthy spats. You just both got to know where, because just as much respect as he has to show you, you have to show him as well.
And that's the missing thing is that, like, previously kids... In previous generations, kids weren't a thing to be respected.
Yeah.
They were doing all the respecting.
Yeah. So,
but it's a two-way street with everybody.
It's a two-way street with everybody. Yeah. And I think as a parent, that's something that I learned. But I'm also learning too, as a parent who's also still a child, a son. I do think as a man, when you become a man and your father's still alive, I feel if you allow your father to die, and you guys don't piece it up, or you guys don't have the relationship, I do feel like a piece of your soul dies with him. Because that is, in essence, a part of you. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like whatever that strong part of you, we, any of us attain or have, that whatever the strongest thing of it, it's from our father.
And then furthermore, bro, like with
gotta old, get right with your dad.
With man. Old black men who don't talk, right? What I think about a lot is the stories and the history that may die with that old man if I don't ask him these questions. This nigga lived, he lived in damn near communist Haiti. You know what I mean? Came to America in the 70s, lived through coke, lived through crack, lived through disco. You know what I mean? Like a wealth of knowledge here. Like this nigga seen shit.
It wasn't until I became a father I sympathize with that man in a way I could never imagine.
I was headed there next, right? At what age did you begin to not see your parents? Because, you know, like your parents are heroes right up until like 13 and 12.
14, yeah.
And then like they're stupid fuck ups all through high school. And then like one day during your 20s, it hits that like,
oh, shit.
Nigga, life is hard. You were doing this.
You were right.
You were right.
I get it.
When did that happen for everybody?
It happened for me twice, but maybe three times. It happened for me once in college on my own. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You were right. It happened for me again when I got my own shit back home. Then it really truly hit me more so for my, like, as my dad, when I became a father. It put everything into perspective for me. Like, those life lessons just hit different, bro. Like, the way you were hard on me and the things you were harping about, I understand. Because you were trying to prepare me for a world that I just was not, still ain't ready for. And you had every disadvantage in the world. And you got to your peak that you could possibly get to. And you're not happy with that. And you want so much more from me because you see something in me that I don't even see for myself. And in your eyes, I'm just pissing it away.
And you see, I think... Like, I know that's going to definitely be one of those fights that me and my son get into.
Yeah.
It's because my son is going to need to be forced into greatness, right? My son is capable of great things, even though he doesn't always want to do the things that make him great, right? And, his mother and I are doing okay for ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm going to push him to do things that I didn't do to attain the level of success that I haven't attained.
Right.
So it's like,
and that's fair.
When you're pushed, it's when you're, because I want so much more for you.
Right.
But like, when you're pushing, it's very fair to ask, nigga, you didn't have to do this shit. Why do I?
It's a fair question to ask.
It's a fair question to ask.
It's fair.
And it's like, if you have to ask, then you don't understand. So the question, so the answer is just fucking do it. Yeah. And I don't know what the better process for that is.
I do think that wanting better for your child is a great thing to want. As a parent, you want more for them, but at the same time, it goes back to them, you know, having respect for them as well. Like, who are you? Not who are you, but is this the right? Is it selfish?
Because
me wanting better for you, selfish of me.
Because this is the thing, like, it's not like I'm saying you got to be football or you got to, it's like, whatever it is that you think is your plan, okay, it's the plan. But now we just have to be really great at it. If you're going to be a flutist, let's get flutes. Let's do flutes. But, like, we're not going to be, like, the third best flute player.
You're going to be that nigga.
You're going to be the flute player.
I think too many parents actually kind of miss the mark in that regard because they project their own life failures from their past and what they wish that they could have been onto their children. And I think that's where you lose them some of the time.
I had this situation at my daughter's school where she did something to her little sister and I got very upset. And I corrected her in a way where all these white parents are like, and I literally said, I don't know what you guys are doing that for, but I got two black little babies, two black baby girls.
Stakes are high, bro.
I have to set a certain example and I have to nip certain shit in the bud. You guys will never have any idea. So what the fuck I got to deal with? I got two baby girls, black baby girls.
Yeah.
You, nah, don't do all that. Mind your fucking business. Worry about your little kid. Don't worry about what the fuck I got going on over here.
I saw a video on Twitter this week, right? It was a doorbell camera. A girl about 12 years old. She's, you know, walking into her house, right? In the corner of the camera, you see a little boy peek his head out.
Yeah.
And then she goes, back the fuck up. The camera's there. He backs up. Her dad, princess, who the fuck is that? Like, he's talking to her.
Yeah.
Like a grown ass man for 2 minutes. And then she's lying for 2 minutes. And then she confesses at the end. So I'm thinking, I'm about to go to the comments and see LOLs or this nigga's a superhero. He's saving this baby. It's why are you talking the way that her? Why are you talking to her that way? Is anybody else afraid for that little girl? Afraid for that little girl? Afraid for that little girl. MTV has a show called 16 and Pregnant and Afraid for That Little Girl.
Let me tell you something. Okay, so, you know, again, I will address that, but the reason why I kind of wanted to keep it with the men and the dads because I think that's like something niggas ever talk about, and that's dope that you and your dad, you trying to figure that shit out with your dad.
I got to.
But it's like, what makes me a better parent, like real nigga shit, like, man, you doing good at this shit. I already, it's whatever, but it's, I think when I'm dealing with them, I think of certain shit that made me mad at my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what pissed me off in that moment with him, and what am I doing now that he was doing to me? And I try to reapply it, I'm like, oh shit, let me come at her different.
That's using empathy in real time, my friend. That's a real application of empathy.
Like 8 months ago, if Marley was like, yo, let me sit down and do the podcast, I'd be like, no, that's not for kids. They're like, you know what? She's really into this content shit. She's enamored by all of this shit. Let me make her feel included. Let me let her do this. Let me let her sit down and see. You saw how confident she was when the shit was off. The mic came on and she was, that's a teachable moment for her.
You don't understand, right, that like, I used to be really fascinated with like reading motherfuckers' biographies and their Wikipedias. The amount of music stars who started just hanging out in the studio with their dad or had to be backstage with their dad or their mom was a dancer. She was there too. Man, they just have to be in the mix.
And she was so excited when she found out you guys were coming. She couldn't wait. Every time I went in the house, you guys don't sit up. She had all these questions for me while we going through the pre, you know, trying to get the song. All these questions because that she wants to do content. So I was spending so much time like, no. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, like when I was a little boy, I wanted to be like, yo, I wanted to be in the mix. So you got to kind of, again, maybe like some of the shit that we feel towards our dad, we haven't processed. Damn, what was that nigga going through? You know what I'm saying?
Really, ultimately, what it is.
What was he going through, though?
I am not going to let the nigga off the hook one more time where you're free in the casket and I'm the one holding your shit. I'm not going to be that guy.
No, I'm not asking you to do that.
Yeah.
I would never ask you to do that.
No, but what I'm saying is that's what happens when you don't make the peace.
True.
Is you're the one who ends up holding his shit, live with it the whole time. He's free as a bird in that fucking box.
His final resting place.
You can't give him you can't give him satisfaction. You cannot give him the satisfaction.
That way, like anytime I've ever talked to a dude who didn't make peace with their dad and their dad died, they're never the same. Or they carry this
different
burden. Like I can't.
It's being haunted in real time by your own memories.
Bro, you fucked up during I was a kid. While you're alive, let me tell you how you fucked up. Let you feel that shit. You hold on to that nigga's long gone. It's like, nigga, you got to deal with that. Now your kids got to deal with that.
Now you got to piss on his grave.
Yeah, you ain't going to do that type of shit. Now you got to get arrested for shitting on his grave. Well, I could have shitted on you while you were
shooting. Issue a citation, Mr. Paul Lewis. We have you on camera.
Can really fuck you up, bro.
Huh?
I said, holding that shit in can really fuck you
up.
Yeah,
man.
Y'all got to doss y'all daddies, bro. Y'all holler at these niggas, man.
Guys, how do we feel about the phenomenon that is Ice Spice? Are you guys feeling her?
You said Icebox?
Mm-hmm. You thought I was feeling you?
Yeah.
That nigga's a munch.
Are you feeling her?
I mean,
she's a munch.
This is a good TikTok song. I would never listen to her music. I'm not
She looks like the word munch.
She looks like Annie.
Yeah.
Little orphan Annie.
They say it's a wig.
Oh, it's a wig?
That's what they say.
Oh, okay. Meek just did a remix, and it's really weird.
You thought he was feeling you?
Meek did a remix to Munch?
Yeah.
Meek Mill?
He didn't do a remix, Christ, but he just did a freestyle to it.
What's the difference?
He didn't release it. It's not out nowhere.
He did it.
He did a remix, though.
It's just a snippet that came out.
If anybody else did this shit, you would hear what this nigga would be calling because, all types of bumble clots.
But if it's
but it's because it's Meek Mill, it's he didn't release it yet, but when he does, I bet you'd be platinum. Fuck, man.
Thought he was feeling you? Anyway, come on.
He did her flow. He didn't even go in there and do like a better flow. Like, bro, he did her flow.
This guy's been cooked for
how much you want to bet that song never comes out, bro? What did I tell you earlier?
Why? Because everyone's making fun of him.
No, when bro.
I knew he was doing Nicki dropped him like a bad habit. If you get dumped by Nicki Minaj, she's dating pedophiles. If you get dumped by Nicki Minaj, God damn, you're a loser.
No, bro.
I think he did that out of cowardice.
Jesus Christ.
There's no way somebody like Nicki Minaj would leave you and you don't win, bro.
She's gonna put him up,
okay? Come on, man. My life, I would have killed myself, man.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The fact that no kids can come to her son's birthday party
nobody can show up.
Is mind blowingly hilarious.
He's partying with adults.
Christ, bro.
Kids are in danger when they come to her house. They're in legit danger.
According to Chris, he says that we are never going to see Young Thug again.
Who said that?
Chris.
Conspiracy?
No.
It's not a conspiracy, bro. Conspiracy this is real shit.
I can't believe everything he comes out of his mouth scares the hell out of me. I don't know where he gets it from. He made me feel so guilty for eating grapes that he brought.
No, they have seeds in them.
Because he said I didn't wipe them. I was eating them without wiping them. So he made me feel like I was going to die.
Nah, I just said wipe the grape off. That's it.
So what's going on? Young Thug is no more Thugger?
Bro, when did you first hear about Young Thug? What year?
2013 for me.
All right.
So, I'm a stoner.
So you would say 2013 is when he kind of gained like national stardom.
Yeah, notoriety, yeah.
He's been under investigation by Atlanta PD since 2012.
Michael Jackson was investigated by the FBI for 10 years. They found nothing.
They have that many years of evidence. And on top of the amount of years of evidence that they've gathered, they've managed to connect him to said evidence by apparent. There's a few members of YSL that have flipped. They've tried to smuggle phones into jail, allegedly, and the police let the phones go through with wiretaps, and allegedly on these phones, they're hearing that they're trying to get evidence destroyed. It's not looking good if you're a Young Thug fan. I'm not gonna lie, man. There's a lot of people that's in his circle that
I know a lot of niggas
don't want to be in the. They're not trying to be locked up with him.
I know a lot of niggas are scared to say it, but I'm a Young Thug fanatic.
I love Thug, bro.
Yeah, nah. I ain't gonna lie.
I hope he comes home.
Pause. He's grown on me, man, and I really wish he. I wish he does come home, but this is a hell of a case to beat, my boy.
Out of all the rappers that get arrested and come home, come on, man. Keep some of them niggas. Give us him.
And they keep denying.
Take Drake. Give us. Take Drake. Give us fucking Thugger.
No, bro, take Meek.
Oh yeah, definitely take Meek and Dababy.
Dababy.
I don't know who that is, man. I can't.
Have you guys seen the reigniting of the beef between Diddy and Mace?
Yeah, I was hearing about that. I don't even know what it's about. It's just two niggas that have hypertension fighting over whatever.
Not sure. Diddy said Mace owe him money. Mace said Diddy owe him money. I think that's the argument for the most part.
So how does Mace owe Diddy money?
Mace said what?
Well, so Mace got a $3 million advance for two albums right before he retired to become a pastor. Technically, you either owe me an album or that money back. Technically,
but May says that Diddy fucked him in his deal, so that was money I was owed to him.
Very true as well. Because May
but
said,
if it's owed to you, you have to obtain it legally. You can't just take it.
I can do what the fuck I want. Come get it in blood, bitch.
I wouldn't tell Diddy that. I'm just saying. Yeah, Diddy's the last nigga I would tell that to, bro. I would not tell Diddy that.
The Grim Reaper of rap.
Seems Jesus to take that pretty serious.
Jesus Christ, you call him a Grim Reaper.
That nigga was feeding Mary J. Blige drugs.
Guys, I am 7-1.
Allegedly.
In my fantasy league.
You won?
Oh, yeah. I'm Ben's. What,
did I win?
Let me check. Ben's team is done. I smacked up Ben. Great game, Ben. Great effort.
Pause.
Let me see. The Miami totally Vegans are down by 10 points.
That nigga's. That vegan is literally cooked.
He's cooked. You're down by Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he ain't winning.
OJ's getting slaughtered over there.
Nothing new for him.
Oh my God, bro. Derrick Henry put up 215.
How's Rick doing?
Ricky is getting. Oh no, boy, you killing this nigga, bro.
Hey, man, that's what I do.
You killing this nigga, bro.
Call me Young Thug, nigga.
That's crazy.
Do I got people playing right now?
Killing this nigga, man.
That's insane. So,
30. Waddle put up. 30,
call me Thugger, man.
Man, he keeps going.
I be murdering these niggas.
Come on, man.
I think you scored more than everybody this week.
What should I do,
if you
man?
Played me this week, you would have won.
Of course.
Hey, do I got people playing still?
Hold on, let me look at you.
Nigga, you cook, nigga.
You have one person left to play, but he has two.
Turn Joe ass into stir fry, nigga.
Somebody.
They estimate that you're only going to make an additional 4 points.
Somebody explain.
Yeah,
to
because
me.
You have Cleveland's defense left.
Oh, fucking hey, man.
Somebody explain and this to me, though.
He has fucking Joe Burrow left.
Excuse me.
Oh, Joe Burrow's going to Cleveland. Talk to me, Ben.
God damn it.
What
man.
Happened with that trade?
Because,
what trade?
One of our homeboys from the barbershop, he's really upset about a trade that took place in the league.
You know, I wanted to deny it, but I don't want to hate. Somebody's offloading players.
He offloaded to the wrong guy. That's why the guy that's upset is upset because he was going to benefit from the trade.
It's like one nigga sees that.
That's why I approved it because I saw Nick trade it to the wrong guy. But I said, good. So I approved
that's
it.
That's so stupid.
Because what happens is.
Because they made a homeboy deal in the back end home deal, homeboy deal. They called me and said, yo, Rick, cancel the trade. I was trying to trade it to Poobie. I said, oh, okay. That's approved.
That's okay.
Because I told you niggas.
They're conspiring against
me. So I told you niggas, we're not doing that.
You vetoed the cheating.
No, okay. I approved it because Nick sent it to the wrong nigga.
No, so, I mean like the what the plan was supposed to be.
Damn.
I
told niggas don't do that. There's money on the line. We're not doing homeboy. Let's be straight up.
Okay.
Niggas trying to rise up against me, baby.
Nah. Your season's cooked. So now you want to have your homeboy.
Okay, so.
No.
That was an act of justice by. By
you. Okay. No.
All right.
How much is the pot?
Everybody's I don't want to say how much.
Okay, all right.
But the winner wins.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I forgot what the pot is. Yeah. I just want to win.
Yeah, I want niggas in my business.
Okay, if I win the pot,
I want to take some money out so I can get a belt. Because that's more important to me. Talking shit is more important to me than the money.
Plus, he's in first place, as you can tell.
Like by at least 2-3 games.
He started the season 0-1, and he hasn't lost since. So he's 7-1.
Nigga beat me by 5.
And I'm going to a bye week next week.
Yeah, going into a bye week.
Eat your fucking hearts out, guys.
With a 7-game win streak in a fantasy league is unheard of. That's like almost impossible to do because you literally can't control how players perform.
At this point,
it's impossible.
At this point, what I want to be going forward is that New York Knicks team that no team in the league wants to get beat by. I'm going to try to beat someone so that they could be labeled garbage.
Well, you can't do that when you let your players just stay on bye weeks.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's fine.
I'm gonna tap in.
Give a fuck. You can still win because you're making it to the playoffs.
I'm going to give a fuck. I'm going to try to upset some people. That's my goal.
Guys, there are only 14 weeks in this shit?
Yeah. We're more than halfway. More than halfway. The playoffs are going to start very soon, and niggas are sleeping out here. Wait, like, y'all don't want to win?
How does the end of fantasy work?
So, like, the reason it's always a 14 week is because when certain teams get to week 50, 60, 70, they bench their star players, and it fucks fantasy owners. If you're benching our best players, somebody who doesn't give a fuck about fantasy can beat you because they got players, their star players on their team are actually playing in real life when yours are not.
So they're making the season on the fantasy shorter.
So for us, our playoffs start like week 11 of the season. That's our playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Marvelous.
Sorry, y'all give a fuck. Now is the time. If you didn't give up before, because if you're rolling now, you got a chance. You're all making the playoffs. Everyone making the playoffs. So this record shit is cool, but it's just the size of the seating.
Okay.
We might fuck around and get beat by Ben, bitch.
Bro, I was in a fantasy league. Me, Billy, Jeff, Chi-Chi, we're all in a fantasy league. We're the sorriest nigga. He won 2 games the whole year, and he won the fantasy league.
See?
He didn't give a fuck until the playoffs. He's like, yo, playoffs are? I said, yeah. This nigga ended up having all the players that were playing and smacked us, bro, one by one, and won the pot. And there was no second place, third place in that league. It was winner takes all. He took the pot. That was $100 a hand, like 14 niggas, and he won the whole shit.
Oh, yeah. That's enough money to talk some shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, I stopped. That was the last fantasy league I played, and that was 5 years ago. I was so mad. I was the number one seed.
Listen, me and OJ and them have been playing fantasy for the past 10 years for absolutely free. Just for shit talking rights.
Oh, that's dumb.
Why? I mean, I guess. It is dumb.
If you ever won fantasy before, you'll never look at the same. You'll want to play every year. I won two years. And I lost the last year when I lost, I was like, nah, I'm done.
I've only ever done FanDuel.
FanDuel, it doesn't work for me, bro. It never works for me.
I won $1,000 2 years playing fantasy football. $100 buy-in. I won $900. I gave $200 and won $1,800.
Sheesh, bro. That's a good little flip now, man.
And there's even bigger leagues. But our league is nice. So I want niggas to experience it because almost everybody in our league has never played fantasy before. But they're going to see like, what it's like in the fridge.
No, I'm good.
I'll take one.
Because I've never... I've played before, but coming into the season, I didn't know these niggas.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the money, right? At first, I was going to do it for fun, but everybody hit me up. Nigga, where the money? Put the money. So here we go.
Marvelous. Take a look at my list. Thought I was feeling you guys?
No, we're munches.
I've been thinking about the nigga from Law & Order whenever I hear munch.
Yeah, me too.
He's a munch. Her second song is awful.
Women who eat pussy are carpet munchers.
What?
That's what I thought the song was about. Was gay hoes.
Because of munch?
Yeah, I thought it was dyking hoes. A dyking hoes song. Like, oh, you thought I was funny? Bitch, you a munch. Like, oh, shit, that bitch a munch on her little pussy.
That's
good. This is for dykes. And then I saw it all over TikTok. I was like, what the hell is this? What's going on?
I'm only mesmerized by her looks.
You're mesmerized by her looks, you said?
I said they're only... mesmerized by her
looks.
Is
she beautiful?
I mean, she's...
She looks like Annie to me. Well, the little pictures I've seen of her. I mean, she's not... You're a pretty girl. She looks like she's 16 to me, though. I can't take it seriously. She looks like she's 16. She looks very young to me. How old is she? Does anybody know?
20-something.
Oh, she's in her 20s. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I hope so.
I hope, because Drake was hanging out with her.
Oh, Drake beat. Hold on. Drake don't just hang out with these bitches.
He gonna follow her after.
Oh, he got out of there. Either two things happened. He tried it. She didn't let him, so he unfollowed her. Or he got what he needed. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think he took it to the OVO.
She is 22. From
She's too old for him. She ain't fuck.
From the Bronx.
He likes those little youngers. He likes those high school girls.
ISIS, definitely.
Allegedly.
She's too young. Fuck that. I don't know why you're protected. You're everything Kanye's against. They own everything.
Her father is a former rapper. She is of Dominican and African-American heritage.
She look like it. I can say about them teeth.
Man, she bright as hell.
Went to school in Yonkers, inspired by Little Kim.
Little Kim, she's 20. She's a kid. You know Little Kim.
I mean, she's from New York. They still play it like it came out yesterday. She was inspired by Pop G to smoke. I mean, Chef G and Pop Smoke to rap. Pop Smoke. And Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are her influences.
Before you got capped. What did he do? He was here for 2 seconds.
Hey, man, you want to be sensitive?
Check in, like, check come out. On.
What's up with this nigga?
Hello, goodbye.
I just...
Nigga's but, drilling for Tupac right now.
What? This nigga's crazy, bro.
Tell DMX I said hello. See you guys in the house. Got pop now, he smoked.
Chris, say something, man.
Do you hear him?
Ricky and his behavior, brother.
Like, we...
I
ain't hear
what you said. I just call it that nigga dead.
You said nigga dead.
A dead nigga dead.
He called the dead nigga dead.
I'm canceled for that now?
Pop Smoke.
What can I say anymore?
But the way he said it.
I can't talk anymore on the broadcast. What you said, bro? A dead nigga dead. I said I said Pop Smoke got popped, now he smoked.
Jesus Christ.
That's not nice, man.
God, come on, bro.
Is he not smoked?
What kind of person are you trying to be? Who do you want to grow up to be, man?
Not popped or smoked.
That's crazy work.
Okay, 235. I'm forgetting you gotta relax. The marks, man.
I've been watching too much Charleston White, man.
That's your problem. Right there.
I'm insensitive to these niggas getting smoked. You talking about smoking niggas and getting smoked. Then you get smoked and I'm supposed to feel sad. I'm supposed to feel bad. Yes. Because you got what you asked for. Yes. Bang, bang, kill, kill, murder, murder. Oh, shit. I got killed, killed, bang, bang, murder, murdered. I should cry tears. Fuck that nigga. He got what he wanted. I don't get what I want. I don't want to be alive, broke, disgusted, and feeling like this. But guess what? I got it. He got what he wanted. I'm supposed to feel bad about that?
It's not nice.
He wanted to be condemned to hell. They condemned him to hell.
No, he didn't.
Enjoy. Nigga, say hello to DMX for me.
Nothing about
what?
Him.
What? He died from drugs. Where do you think he's going?
No, listen. But he had a problem, bro.
I got problems. No one feels bad for me. Why you got to feel bad for niggas? No one's going to feel bad for you. Okay, he had a drug problem. I get it. I got money problems. No one cares. Nobody gives a fuck. Come on, man. They ain't sensitive to me. Why gotta be sensitive to people?
Fuck about okay, this man. Shit, man. All right. Okay.
Y'all want to talk? Let's talk, man. You ain't gonna muzzle my mouth. Like Charles okay, White said, right, you ain't gonna right. muzzle this here mouth. You're not gonna muzzle my mouth, man. My free speech, motherfucker. This ain't Drink Champs. He ain't taking shit down. This ain't Revolt, bitch. This is NWO Productions. It stays up. What did I say that was wrong?
All right, guys.
Before
Ricky gets any more anti-Semitic, we have a great deal of Ask a Real Nigga questions tonight. It's about two of them.
That's all we going to use is two?
No, we got about three that look great.
Some of them be trash. That's why we got to narrow it down to the
Let's just two get them all ones. Out the way, man.
Let's do two or three good ones. Some of them be garbage, bro.
I ain't going to lie. Again, ask a real nigga, ladies and gentlemen, if you need help in any area of your life, not just to mentally challenge us with the most complicated shit ever to think about.
I kind of like that, too. You know what I mean?
I mean, I enjoy it from time to time, but
noodle scratcher.
I just don't want it to be one-sided. You feel me? I feel like we get a lot of puzzling questions more so than people actually tapping in and letting us know what's going on with them. Like, we care about y'all, man.
Fuck yeah.
I want to scratch my noodle.
We, meaning me, Ben, and Plus care about y'all.
You know, I care the least.
I'm trying to get through.
Plus cares the least. But we still care about y'all.
Look, Tupac cares if no one else does.
How is he going to care? He's dead.
That's stupid.
Jesus Christ.
That's so stupid.
This is about, niggas can say that about Michael. No one gives a fuck, right?
The fuck?
No one gives a fuck.
Fuck Mark. May he moonwalking piss.
And he could if he needed to.
May he moonwalking piss.
He probably has.
It made his victims find peace.
He was the last real nigga alive. Y'all took that nigga. Now I don't give a fuck about the rest of y'all.
May
fuck
his victims find peace.
I'm a victim. A victim of being robbed.
Too say early. What? Where?
Michael's our goddamn daddies.
We should robbed respect. You of your innocence too?
Michael is our father, that's and we crazy. Should all respect
how,
our father.
How did I have it before?
Have some respect, that's crazy. You bastards.
He robbed you for your innocence?
Is Conrad Murray made us bastards.
Up, like that.
Respect him.
That's the doctor, ain't it?
Conrad Murray?
Or the scientist?
Fuck that nigga.
The drug dealer?
Michael's with Kobe.
If he's not...
Nah, Kobe's in heaven, bro.
Look. Nah, niggas, nigga, what? You can talk about Mike, boy. I say,
Kobe, I'm just saying, I didn't say
a sensitive subject, man.
Kobe's in heaven, that's what I'm talking about.
Why would you go there?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, but if we can talk bad about Michael,
he's been dead for mad long, bro.
Fuck out of here. If y'all not gonna respect Michael, fuck the rest of them.
Bro, Mike been dead for years, bro.
Come on.
No, he has not. He just died like fucking last year.
That nigga overdosed into a casket. What are we talking about here?
And then the helicopter took that nigga out.
Come on, man. Stop that.
No, nigga, ain't no stop that.
Ouch.
Fucking Michael
Jordan. That hurts. Don't give a fuck about them niggas. That hurts.
Hey, so you can't dunk no more.
Better be careful. Kobe wife will sue your ass, too.
Yes, she
will. Oh, come get it. She'll come on. Come get it.
The fucking brown mamba will be on your ass.
Come get it.
The light-skinned mamba.
Hey, man, you said that like you haven't thought about the things you own, sir. You better
come get it. It ain't much. Two pissy kids, yeah, an angry wife. Come on, come get it.
And they'll make sure you have none of it. They'll clean the
come
rest of you.
Come take it off my hands. Come clean, take it.
They'll clean the rest of you.
I'll join Tasha B and Tasha Mack, wherever the fuck her name is, right there.
Tasha Mack.
Tasha K. Yeah, Tasha K.
Tasha K. Wherever her fucking name is, I'll join her. I'll go to Bahamas Tasha too, nigga. She didn't go to Africa. She can't afford that flight. She's in Bimini.
We were just having a thoughtful talk about fatherhood. Now look. Niggas are monsters again.
Telling you. It's the goddamn Appleton.
That shit, man. And that shit wine. Fucking that shit cupcake.
It tastes bad?
He said he mixed the rum with the wine and he's eating, he's drinking, bro, a shit smoothie.
It has cupcake.
Why is it this shit tastes like shit? Why do they call it cupcake? I'm drinking a shit smoothie.
It's bullshit, bro.
I can't wait to watch that show on YouTube. That's the part I'm going to.
Hey, idea, Uber Eats, but for prostitutes, Whoredash. All right.
Call that shit Hober. That should be great.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to say it. It came to my mind. All right, Ben. Sure. Are you ready for business?
We are.
Hey. Hey. But you better ask a real nigga. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ask a real nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. No, I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. About to hit a spliffer. Nigga. With my nigga. Chrissa. Nigga. Staber is back and he's been fucking these up. Staber has been fucking these boys up.
Staber the bald now.
Man, how much longer does
long
Olivia
arm
have?
Of the law.
She's been in it for a little minute now.
Who?
Olivia.
Olivia Benson.
They got a new season, don't they?
Always got a new season now.
Yeah.
That's Olivia Keeper Check Benson.
Who's longer, her there or Grey's Anatomy?
Nah, Grey's Anatomy done now.
It got to be long.
Nah, they got another season coming up.
There's no way they're done.
No, they got a whole
new. They refuse to end that
Hell
shit.
Hell no.
They refuse.
Meredith, what you thought? Y'all thought Meredith was going
somewhere? I had to tap out, bro.
Meredith ain't going. I think I got to like season 11 or 12.
I never started.
I had to tap out.
Is it good for real?
Yeah.
It is. It's great. But
it's great.
I had to tap out after a while.
It's a lot of seasons.
I mean,
there's only so much I can take.
The first four, five, six.
Elite.
I don't like shows that don't change locations. I don't like it.
There's not much of that. I'll tell you that much.
I don't like
tell you that much.
In the hospital, the whole episode.
And there's
every
so
episode.
Much that revolves around them being in the hospital.
Yeah, no, bro. All the sex scenes in the hospital. It's dumb.
I mean, it's not really too much of that.
They don't really fuck in the hospital, but
I mean, they make reference to people who are sleeping with each other or dealing with each other.
Is it about the cases or about the people?
Something about those cases, but it's mainly cases, about the people. This main cast of six people who work in the hospital and their lives around that and how it intertwines. Yeah.
Like, you know how House is about the cases.
Yeah. Now, House is awesome.
Fixing the cases.
Mm-hmm. There's some of that, but it's more so like everything outside of that as well.
Yeah,
and how it affects the cases, affects the hospital, affects the workers and their relationship. Some of them date each other. Some of them have another partner.
They focus on the interpersonal relationships.
I'm afraid of watching this shit and then liking it 20 years too late. I don't want to get involved.
It's great.
It's a grind. I will tell you that much. It's a grind.
After 11 and 12, I was like, all right, I'm cool. It's another 10 more seasons.
Have you niggas watched The Sopranos?
Oh yeah, I watched it. Yeah. I've watched it 30 times. But I'm a diehard Soprano. I recite the words of the episodes.
I watched it for the first time during the pandemic, and
you don't think that's weird?
That's just fucking amazing.
Okay,
Tony Soprano.
It's amazing.
Uncle June.
No Boardwalk Empire fans.
Rafi Safaretta.
Who? No Boardwalk Empire
come
fans.
On, man, you know I'm Team Nucky Thompson, bro. Chalky White. Come on, bro.
That shit was elite, dog.
Nigga, we watched that
Mad Men was too. I know that's a different type of bag.
Don Draper's my guy, bro.
Yeah, Mad Men was another.
Don Draper's my guy.
Jesus Christ.
Some tough questions. I always thought he should have played Batman.
Yeah.
I always thought R007.
I don't know. Y'all be watching. So the only show I approve y'all watching right now is Dungeons and Dragons, bro.
What the fuck is that?
The only one?
What the fuck is that?
Dungeons and Dragons. Dragons on Dragons. Whatever shit called. Bruh.
Dragons on Dragons. Oh, you mean House of Dragons?
Yeah. That bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you know I've been a throny for years, nigga.
Throny. Oh my God.
Stop
Who are you, bro? A
throny? You are asleep. It's better than any of that Marvel, Spider-Man, Capcom bullshit y'all
I ain't gonna lie. They've fallen off Bob. Recently, dog.
All that Marvel, Capcom, She-Hulk was bullshit y'all working for.
Hey, don't say Capcom no more.
Dungeons and Dragons is not hitting on that.
She-Hulk was not so good, bro.
Oh, it was butt cheeks.
It was ass.
Booty, butt cheeks. Boy,
I judge you niggas for even giving it a try.
What are we talking about?
Why would you watch something called She-Hulk?
Because I...
She-Hulk?
Nigga, this is a part of my childhood. I think it's cool. I think it's all right to see like a new world adaptation of the stories.
Good for you. I'm glad that it ruined it. I'm glad you had an awful time. You had no business there.
It was bad.
It wasn't good at all, it was bro. Bad. It was.
I think
bad.
I watched one episode though, but I never was interested.
Was a show? Yeah,
it's all a series.
No, it's a limited series.
Yeah,
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I was never interested in the She-Hulk story per se. Like, no.
Who played? It's Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yeah, she had a cameo.
Nah, Megan Thee Stallion was in the episode.
Oh, she's not She-Hulk.
No.
Why everybody was? I thought I saw her. Or like,
because they had a cut scene at the end of one of the episodes where like they were twerking together. It was She-Hulk and Megan Thee Stallion twerking in her office.
They asked her to be her nigger. So
she was acting as herself in the series. So like, yeah.
Because She-Hulk is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Sounds like shit.
I feel like they could have done a lot better. But
I don't know who. I think they were trying to appeal to a certain crowd.
Yeah, we won't say who that crowd is.
Mm-mm.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not really. I mean, it's some are claiming that it really has a feminist agenda in the show. So
that's fine. I don't care.
I don't necessarily care about that.
So does what's his face? Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
With a little Indian girl? That was super feministic.
Oh, Miss Marvel?
Miss Marvel, pardon.
It
was better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was watchable.
It was better. It was better.
Watch that shit, but you can't watch Game of Thrones. That's insane to me.
I have tried Game of Thrones. It's just not good.
Where'd you stop?
One episode, definitely.
Damn,
that's
bro.
That's the problem. That is the slowest.
Listen,
episode.
Listen. Let me.
HOD.
Let me give you. Let me give you an example.
HOD. That's what you calling it? HOD.
House of Dragons.
We call it hard.
Let me give you an example, dog. I made that same mistake.
You're hottie?
I made that same mistake for a long time with Breaking Bad. Because I watched one episode with this nigga. Shit. And it was possibly like the worst episode that I could have. Yeah, with the fly in the lab.
That's the worst episode.
It was a filler episode. And it was the worst thing that I could have done. You got to watch it.
It's boring.
I'm telling you, bro.
What show is it? I had to fight tooth and nail to get Ben to watch it because I watched the show in real time, and when we were living together that Sunday, that episode came on. He sat there and watched it with me, and I was like, "Fuck!" After episodes, out of all episodes, you watched the worst fucking episode, and he refused to watch after that. And then he watched it. He's in love.
It's amazing.
But Game of Thrones.
Walter White. It makes me want to buy a house.
They killed the main character the first season. Like it shit is a fucking. You like them Sopranos? Trust me, and I love The Sopranos, bro.
I think you like the concept.
Game of Thrones better than The Sopranos?
It's not even close.
Rick.
The first six seasons.
I told you this nigga loved Dungeons and Dragons.
The first six seasons, to me, as a whole entire show, no show's better than Sopranos in its entirety. It's the greatest show of all time. But the first six seasons of Game of Thrones is... I don't see how you top that show, that shit in television. I don't see how it's. I don't see how you can do it.
Sounds blasphemous as fuck.
I think you'll like the concept behind, like, man, right when you bro. Start that to begin to fuck bro. With a particular character,
he's dead.
They kill that motherfucker, and the most gruesome ways sometimes.
Bro, when I was watching the show in real time, I hadn't read the book yet. So when I watched the show in real time, I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't watching this shit no more after that. It was like episode 7 or episode 6 of the first season. I'm like, I ain't watching this shit. The hell? This shit is dumb. He's the savior. Like, what the hell are they gonna do? And boy.
They take you on. Well, they take
when
you
that
on
shit
journey.
Happens, shit think, turns up and it literally never turns down. It just gets worse, like better, but worse and worse. Nigga.
I'm gonna try again.
Nigga, you because watching Marvel
there's
shit.
There's no way that everybody's dumb and I'm smart. There has to be something there.
I'm telling you. And everybody that I've had this conversation with are the biggest Game of Thrones fans out there. Amos for years made fun of me. Nigga, you geeky ass nigga, you dumb ass.
He'd be all over Twitter with that shit now.
All Twitter, Instagram. He thanks me every Sunday. Ricky, thank you. This nigga hated this shit, bro. We were live watching it every Sunday at my house. This nigga coming over every Sunday.
And you know what's one thing we don't mention, though? But this is one of my theories. I think because of Game of Thrones, every medieval or Viking type of theme show, we try to give a chance because we're trying to
recapture.
We're trying to recapture. Like watching The Last Kingdom and shit.
Last Kingdom was a good show, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Another good
it's
show.
Good.
You should watch it on Netflix. It's called The Last Kingdom.
You know what it is?
It's really good.
I don't love the English, that old English. I don't love it.
At first, I didn't either, but the shows are, they're so good, bro. Like, you get hooked, bro. I'm telling you.
You know what I love about The Last Kingdom, though? They don't spend too much time on
it's the realistic.
It's realistic.
Like they get straight to the point.
They get straight to the point. They move
Game
on to the
Thrones,
next.
There's storylines and plots. You fall in love with the character. But on Last Kingdom, we get straight to the shits. Like, are you going to fall in love with somebody? Boom. Out of here. See ya. And the main character, the worst shit happens to him in the entire show. Like, he loses.
Over and over again.
It ain't no hero shit. Like, he loses and loses and loses. But yeah.
Lift up that computer right there. Let me see what that says right there.
We are 6 minutes from 3 hours.
All right. Jesus Christ, that was fast. I'm not going to say your name just yet because it says advice and just in case. It says advice, met what seems to be a nice guy. He has 4 kids. Who wants to start a red flag list? Because this is one. He has 4 kids. I hesitated.
I got 2.
Okay. But conversations cost me nothing. All 4 are with him. Cool. Dad's dadding are a turn on. He tells me 1 is autistic. 2 eye emojis. And then it seemed every other line consists of my autistic son. Okay. I asked where was the last place he traveled to. He told me Tampa. Okay. And then he hits me with, I haven't traveled since my 20s. because of my health, and you guessed it, my autistic son. I said, I said, my health, question mark? He told me he was born with a backwards heart and has had a pacemaker since he was 9. And he has been single and celibate for 6 years, and the number one reason being his autistic son. Now, this was a bit too much because I'm thinking, what would dating be like? I would be afraid to fuck him thinking the battery in his pacemaker might die or some shit. I need it out without seeming like a douchebag. How can I get out?
He got 4 kids. I don't think his pacemaker is a problem, bro.
I counted 6, man. First off, she started to think by saying, I met a nice guy.
Honestly, bro.
Come on, man. You ready? Okay, he has 4 kids. And you have none. And not only does he have 4 kids, but one is autistic. You're already at a disadvantage. I'm not saying it's a red flag, but it's like...
No.
That's an added
she's
challenge.
She's asking that she wants to get out, but that seems like a jerk.
Yeah. You know, I'm saying what we said about our red flag. You're not a jerk for wanting to get out. But I'm saying you're putting yourself at a disadvantage, and because you have 0 kids, he has 4, but you have 0. But on top of that, he has full custody, which is not a bad thing, I guess, but it's going to cut into your time. And on top of that, one of the kids are autistic. He doesn't travel. He's only been to Tampa, and that's the worst city in the world. And what else did she say? He hasn't had sex
Shout
in
out
6
to the
years.
Tampa listeners.
Oh Jesus, sex! He hasn't had sex. I mean, like it's not going to end well.
He hasn't had sex in
how long? 6 years. She said
6 years. Thing. Okay.
And by the way, I don't know who this person is. I saw this. Right. I saw the DM on Instagram.
Right.
It's a new account. The page. It looks like a fake page though. I ain't gonna hold you. Wherever this DM came from looks fake. It's a good question though. Maybe wants to hide their identity, and I get it.
No. They didn't hide. I just said I wouldn't know.
I said maybe the person, because if you go to the page.
Oh, you went?
Yeah.
Well, then that's all the reason why I believe it.
It said new on the profile picture. It had like 2 followers, and like you're following like, you know, a few. It just didn't look
the same. They might be searching on the internet for the answer, and they stumbled across us.
It's probably a Finsta page.
It's a Finsta page.
Who knows? You want to hide and show your true identity. Probably one of your girls.
Hey, listen.
This next question comes from underscore forgets me not. It was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about your significant others, your wife, girlfriends, whatever, her friends?
How much do you care about them?
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
I think anything over a solid 6.5 could be called into question.
Really depends on how much trouble you're causing in my house. If you don't cause me any issues, it is a solid 1.
I could be at a 1.
If you cause some issues, it is a 5 or 6, but not in the way you're going to like it to be. You know what I mean? I care, but only because I think you're a fucking nuisance and I need to have my eyes on you. So I'm very concerned.
But you know what? I would also say on the flip side, the scale could also go like 0 to 10. Well, 1 to 10. In the positive sense. Because, I mean...
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, there are some friends that are cool. There's some friends that are all right, but...
I don't think I ever want a relationship with my old lady's friends. I have no desire for it.
No, definitely not.
All I can see is just too much wrong coming.
Right.
I don't see the benefit.
I'm hearing one...
friends with your friends.
I'm only here in one capacity is how I would approach it. Pretty much.
I only need you if ever I have to ask her shit... Or if I have to ask shit about her that I don't want to ask her directly. That's why you're here. Okay? Other than that, I have an ugh. So, solid 1 if everything is going right.
No, but there are definitely some that, you know, do warrant some type of, I guess, some positive praise because some people are really cool.
You know what? If you're the kind of best friend who'd be like, he's a good man, Savannah, whenever I fucked up, maybe 9. You know?
Yeah.
Clearly you're an ally.
Yeah. So she has to be an ally.
If you're one of those people, he's a good man. Huh? Think about your family. If you're one of those motherfuckers, all right. If you're not, 1.
Come on over.
Come right on over.
This next question comes from Empress underscore Chris. It says, let's talk hall passes. Do you give them or get them in your relationships? How do you feel about them? let's say you take your significant other to a trip out of town, so you give them a, so do you give them a hall pass to smash somebody on vacay? I think it's super healthy. I don't know.
Of course you do.
But I also can see how it wouldn't work for everybody. It seems to me that unless, like, you guys have a reoccurring arrangement where you step out, I think just to think that anybody's doing it once and waiting for you to let them is, like, naive. If I'm fucking, I'm fucking, you know? I'm not waiting for permission slips or hall passes or notarized letters to start fucking.
Postcards,
you know what I mean?
Permission slips.
Once you let me go through them doors.
Company letterheads, I'm not waiting for none of that shit.
Once you let me go through them doors with, like, free of charge, oh.
Come on.
It's free of charge for the rest of your life.
So I'm supposed to know this pussy's good to wait till next year?
Yeah. When you deem that it's okay for me?
Then I'm on vacation every month. What are you talking about here?
Just waiting for a wristband.
But I think for a normal relationship that follows the normal rules and you're following the vows that the pastor gives at the weddings, I don't think it works there. I think it's bad for business.
I think it makes business tricky.
You say it makes business tricky?
Yeah.
Can't argue there. Does anybody else have any more opinions on hall passes?
That can expose a lot of insecurities, you feel me?
How?
Because, like you say, like, if somebody, if you allow that person to do it one time, when they go try to do it again, without you knowing, like they say, you know, when niggas is sliding or whatever, like, certain little things change and all that shit.
Yeah, man.
You don't think shit's like, if... I'm getting pleased the most outside of my house. Eventually, I'm going to start acting differently inside my house. I think your most pleasure got to come from inside your house, bro.
Yo, we got to talk about that goddamn video. I don't know who I was talking with. It was either Ricky or Chris. It was a video about the expectation of sex in a marriage. Did we see that video?
Yes, bro. Because we sitting with married niggas here. So, Ricky.
So I could kick my feet up real quick.
You understand what I'm saying?
How, like, when it comes to marriage, right? What role does sex play in terms of, like, keeping things locked in your opinion?
So what role does it play?
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for the video right now. I'm saying it
correctly. Like, what do you mean, like, what role is, but, like, it's it, in its hierarchy?
Yeah. In terms of, like, where it count, like, where it matches up with you as far as, like, communication, trust, though, all those elements. Like, can you sacrifice sex if you're getting all of those things?
No.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, where would you rank it amongst those things?
It has to be high because if you're committed to somebody, you know what I'm saying? You guys have to have that. That has to be a part of it, being committed. You know what I'm saying? Like, sex is a big deal. It's not. I mean, I look on the side.
Wait, actually.
But, yeah, sex is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you trust me, right? But we're not fucking. We're not making love to each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, communicating, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, part of communication is communicating to your partner what you want, what you need, your desires, and a lot of us have those kind of, like, it just hits so many different points that I feel like it's up there.
All right.
I think communication is number one, but I think right after that.
Plus, you found the video?
Yeah, I found it. I'm getting it.
All right, I asked you that question because I wanted the audience to hear how a real nigga answered that question. Because the nigga in the video was pandering his motherfucking ass off, and I needed the audience to have something to kind of gauge his pandering versus real nigga response.
Let me hear what this nigga. You guys have audio of it?
Come on, man.
I've never heard of this.
It's not sure.
You guys have it on the computer or no?
Richard.
You thought I was familiar? Yeah, I thought I was hitting every time I got it.
I mean, you're supposed to still. If we pass it to you, you gotta hit it for tax.
It's on TikTok. Let me see this nigga.
While you guys are waiting, please go to our Patreon. We, you know, that's the one thing we are going to be consistent with is our Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon. You'll get content on there weekly. We have different tiers, and we would appreciate it. Also, please visit our website at nwopod.com/store, or just go to nwopod.com and go to the shop. I'm sorry, nwopod.com/shop, and you can visit our shop there and get you some NWO merch. We truly appreciate that as well. Again, subscribe to the Patreon. Follow us on Twitter at the NWO Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at NWO Podcast. Follow us on our new TikTok, NWO Podcast, because we had 1 million likes on our first one that got banned.
Damn, we got banned on TikTok?
Yeah.
But you can't ban the snowman.
That shit's fried.
That's crazy. Yeah, hey, TikTok. Hey, TikTok. China.
They're not hearing this. They're not hearing this. you can also go to at UN Miami on Twitter and Instagram and follow us on NWO Enterprise, I think it is, on Instagram. What's our shit? Is our page?
I'm about to say, what you say, NWO Enterprise?
Bro. NWO Network on GTA Instagram.
GTA you talking about?
All right. Well, yeah, we got banned on TikTok.
You thought I was Philly?
Yeah, I guess because we're munches.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Is it good to be a munch or bad to be a munch?
Wait. Put on the headphones so that you can hear his
crappy shit.
Hold on,
I have a question, though. Is that a bad thing? Is munch bad or good?
I think a munch is a nigga who eat pussy for nothing in return.
Oh, a marriage.
It's like a male thought.
Go ahead.
It's so dangerous to put a person's individual sexual needs and regurgitate that into an expectation on another human being.
Don't get married. You don't have to get married. But you can't get married.
You can't even be with a woman.
I can't get my sexual needs met anywhere else but here.
You can't throw the whole sanctity of marriage away because if it doesn't please me from a sexual perspective, if you get married for sex, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Anyway.
What type
of shallow bonds are we trying to encourage people to have if they're based on things like material things and sex? So you mean to tell me that I got a beef with my wife, not because she doesn't value me or honor me or obey me, but it's because she won't fuck me in a month or two?
Mike, if you don't want to turn it off.
Okay, listen.
Before you go crazy, though, keep in mind that there were women present when he was saying all this shit.
The nigga said, he contradicted himself. He says, honor me and praise me.
And obey me.
I am a fucking man. I am a man. What the hell do you think honoring and what do you think that means?
Or includes.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, I get it. Sex is not everything, but let's not downplay this shit, bro. Come on, let's just have real conversations.
It's hella women on the internet, on Instagram, Twitter, and all that shit. And they saying how he ate, he was talking that shit, he was dropping jewels.
The one thing he said that I agree with is, yeah, it's not all about sex. No relationship is. It's not all about sex. Like, it's not all about sex.
But we can't ignore it.
But we cannot ignore it and downplay it. Like, it's this little, it's a big fucking deal.
Huge deal.
It's a big fucking deal. And if you don't give a fuck about it, and your partner does, you're going to have big problems. Big implications. Like, major implications. So... What? I hate this age of how the internet feels. You feel like you gotta. I hate that shit. It really bothers me because people don't really say how they truly feel or shit that makes it. That nigga don't believe that bullshit. Because after this shit, he's popping bitches in his DMs. But it's not about sex. Stop this bullshit, man. Get the fuck out of here.
We, you know, I can't help but feel sometimes. There appears to be like a big sense of pride licentiously applied pride to just everyday connections that we have with people. I think because, you know, a partner may be voicing their expectation for sex, that person may internalize that as, oh, I'm under subjugation, or I'm a slave of some sort, rather than looking at it as a manner in which we can actually connect and reconnect and deepen our fucking relationship here. I think a lot of people shouldn't even be in relationships, man.
Why would you put a dog in a cage if you have no intention of taking care of the dog? You gonna tell me I can't go conquer no other pussy out here, but then you gonna tell me no when just off the humbug?
Professor Earl Simmons once said, "Can't take care of a dog, don't get a dog."
Duh. You feel me?
Not me. I don't know. Gonna be a dog.
I don't know. We
all the time.
To me, this
on the timeline, we see all this talk about love languages and shit like that, but no, there's a deficiency
physical touch
in people like willing to actually reciprocate. Like, you, these are your love languages, and you want somebody to speak to you in or love you through your love languages, but you're not willing to reciprocate. I think people are just selfish today. That's all.
I am expecting you to only give yourself to me, and you're expecting me to only give myself to you on a consistent basis, or maybe not on a consistent basis. I cannot go out there and do that. Yet, you don't give. We're not having sexual intercourse.
And then
that's a part of intimacy.
Sex, and then the type of intercourse we having is subpar.
You just it's boring. Bro. Come on now.
Listen.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. And on top of that, isn't sex being labeled as, isn't that labeled as soul ties?
Nah.
If it's this big, powerful thing that's considered soul ties.
No.
How is us having sex not a big deal?
Only the Lord has control over your soul, young man.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can't tie your soul to something.
All right.
Only the Most High can do that.
Don't make sex convenient for whenever your argument is convenient. Sex is sex, and sex is a big deal in a marriage. A fucking huge deal.
A marriage, a relationship.
Think that shit is... Listen to that bullshit if you want to.
It's part of the work of a relationship. It's a part. It's not the part, but it is a part of the work.
You think if you, as a man, if you marry a woman who wants sex consistently, and you start talking this bullshit, that ain't gonna cause a problem? All right.
Come on, yo.
All right. And vice versa. Okay.
It's cool when they do it.
Okay.
But it's a problem when I do it. Fuck them.
You feel me?
All right.
Guys, that was it. We did it.
We were just getting started.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I got some more questions. I'm just trying to, you know.
Are we going to break it up? Let's
All right. Well, you know what? Let me go back into the vault.
Let's get three out of this bitch.
Let's
get three out of this motherfucker.
You pulling on the court with your moving around, my boy.
Oh. Is it smart to
see here?
Get there or not?
I don't
over
know how
here?
I got there in the first place.
So Chris made me do it. I think it's
nah,
better.
Because he keep moving backwards.
No, but I'm saying I think it's better here. Nothing would be
it's not. It don't come all the way back here. Pause.
All right. All right. I'll get the fuck out of town.
That's
the one. I'll go sit down there too.
What?
No. Since I'm ruining everything. I want to sound like a cancer.
You say you want to get what cancer?
That's so far from how it is.
Are you assholes ready?
He's baiting.
Let's go.
We're gonna have to record two interviews. Yeah, save some for us, nigga.
That was a heavy pour.
He left a little shit.
I was calling it a
I heard that.
Rick. All right, last one. Why when dudes have someone they don't want to lose, they find ways to fuck up even after being given multiple chances?
Why do dudes who find dudes they want to lose?
Come on. No, why? Just wait.
Look what you said.
Why when dudes have someone they don't want to lose, they find ways to fuck it up even after being given multiple chances? If the opportunity presented itself, is there someone you let go that you would try to get back? Absolutely not.
No. But don't listen to niggas that tell you sex is not a big deal in marriage, and them dudes won't do that shit. He's trying to get out of there. You ain't giving him the pussy like you're supposed to. Give him what he needs, and he'll behave.
That's great. They gonna come after you, boy.
And do what? Have what? Tweets and comments?
It sounds like these are your final thoughts, Ricky. Just keep cooking. What are your final thoughts for tonight?
Come after me and do what? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Use your little sausage fingers and type bullshit on the internet? I don't give a fuck. Thanks for the listen. Fuck out of here. I'm not consistent with this shit anyway.
Ben, what are your final thoughts?
Bitches.
There's a sermon excerpt that I wanted to play as part of my final thoughts. Listen, congregation.
Is it that badly? Oh, man, I just fucked up.
Look, I'm going to be real brief and short and pause. Ben Simmons, stop wasting my niggas' time.
Come on,
I'm
man.
I'm dead fucking serious. Stop playing with my niggas, man. You got niggas playing 2-on-5 out there, man. Stop playing with niggas, man. If you don't want to fucking play basketball, go to fuck with the Kardashians, the Jenners, whoever the fuck you with. Now, when we watch it on TV, you know, oh, it's all good. I went to the fucking game last night, and I watched you shoot an airball layup. Stop playing with my niggas. KD, Kyrie, I know y'all may not approve this much. This ain't on that. This is on me. Stop playing with my niggas. Real talk, Ben. If you don't want to play basketball, go do what the fuck you want to do.
Let me tell you something. That is only second. You remember last year when Ben Simmons only scored 5 points and that fat bald nigga was, get out of my city, you fucking crumb bum.
Crumb yeah. bum.
Dog. What?
Yeah, man.
Ben's doing his best, bro.
He airballed the layup, fam. Yeah. We're not making excuses for that.
He's doing his best, man. Crazy.
That's not doing your best. I'm sorry.
But I played that because I feel like there's a deeper message. Stop letting motherfuckers waste your goddamn time, all right? You give them their options. They make their choice. You move the fuck on. Final thoughts.
Heard you.
My brother Champ, what's your final thoughts for today?
Oh, I got a good one today. Get off your motherfucking ass. Get outside and go win some shit, nigga.
Also, get with motherfuckers who are actually going to do the work. Provide reciprocity, all right? Do that.
Y'all boys, it is my recommendation that you go find a woman with some fat ass elbows, some kids that look just like her.
Preach.
Some birth certificates, maybe a birthing video, you know what I mean? Somebody with pink bedding in their baby pictures. You may want to do your due diligence. Avoid the diagnosis that Chris coined, the over horny. You know, you want to taper your horny level. And just be careful out there, man. Those dudes are trying to fuck you guys, bro. They are. And you got to fight the good fight. It seems to me that Ben has chosen the song of the week. So I'll ask you, Ben. What is the song of the week this week?
This week, song of the week is a song chosen by none other than the Vegan Trap Lord in remembrance and celebration of his most recent championship win. Champion yeah, by Kanye West. You said that right.
My most recent championship. Because I also coached some under 12 little kids to another championship. That's why I told you, nigga, get outside.
Intro it a little bit. You turn it up just a little bit. Talking to me, man. Yeah. Talk your shit, Chris. Said,
fuck them kids.
I do this. I win championships, nigga. That's what I do.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace. Deposit. My dad would say when you see close your eyelids. We were sort of like Will Smith and his son in the movie. I ain't
talking about the rich ones. Cause every summer he'd get some brand new head brain scheme to get rich from. And I don't know what he did for dough, but he'd send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And hey, I think he did when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this. Did you realize that you were a tiger? When it feel like living's harder than dying. For me, giving up's way harder than trying. Lauryn Hill said her heart was in Zion. I wish her heart still was in rhyming. Kids gon' listen to, huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Last week I paid a visit to the institute. They got the dropout keeping kids in the school. I guess I clean up my act like Prince of Doom. If not for the pledge, at least for the principal. They got the CD, then got to see me drop gems like I dropped out of PE. They used to feel invisible. Now they know they invincible. Hey, hey, hey.
Champion, runners in the mob, do they pop the gun? Stand up, here he comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one. This is the story of champion. Runners in the mob, do they pop the gun? Stand up, here he comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Did you
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this. Like this.